You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guys, we'll give you an update here coming up on what happened at the World Cup. We want to jump right in with our buddy Brian Jordan and talk about the Braves. They are top of mind these days. And, Brian, it's good to have you back on the show. You know, you look at not only last night, but the way things have been going as of late for the Braves, who have lost six of their last seven. And the one thing I want to start with is, what's the move that you make?
You know what, man? First of all, guys, I had to pull off. I'm on 285. I had to pull over because of the new hands-free law, but only for you guys. I'll do that, man.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
So if you're on 285, yeah. Go say hi to Brian on his way to the ballpark right now. Back to you, Brian.
Well, you know what, guys? I mean, the first move I would make is I would address another big-time starter, a front-line starter. I think we have to get these starters going deep in the ball game. I mean, the bullpen is exhausted. Although I know we need some help in that bullpen, but when you're asking the bullpen to pitch every night, inning after inning after inning, you know, it's in this heat, it's gonna wear on you. So the bullpen has been overused. You know, the young guys in the starting rotation got off to a great start, but Newcomb has really fallen off. And you know, Fulton Evans will go tonight. Hopefully he can, you know, throw a gem of a game and go deep in the ball game. But he's only been going five innings every start over the last three since that shoulder injury. So, you know, we got to get bullpen help. But I think our biggest need is a good starter.
And that's the thing, Brian. You know, we've talked so much about the philosophy for Alex Anthopoulos as Brian Jordan joins us, former Brave, working for Fox Sports Southeast and Fox Sports South. What are you willing to give up? Brian, you know, there's obviously guys that are untouchable, but do you really feel this team could make a run and win this pennant?
I do. You know, you look at the energy all year long. I mean, this ball club, they get it done. They have exceeded expectations, of course, but I think some of these young pitchers are starting to feel it. You know, Sean Newcomb kind of fell out of the tree, basically. You know, he's had so much success, and now he's having a couple of problems. He don't know how to rebound or bounce back, and hopefully he can do that in his next start. But you know, that's what young players go through, so I kind of expect that. But that's why I say we definitely need another veteran starter who's been there, done it, to just re-energize this team. I think if Alex goes out and makes a move, then I think the players will all of a sudden look in the mirror and say, hey, it could be me who's leaving, so let's get it going again, guys. So I mean, sometimes a trade in the middle of the season really helps a ball club.
It's Brian Jordan on the WaitForIt.com hotline joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Talking about our Braves tonight, they will play again, guys, and then a new series. They'll be off Thursday, and then they'll play a series starting over the weekend. I just want to get things corrected, you know, and some of this stuff, like last night, I know the fielding era kind of started that downhill spiral. But, you know, the bullpen also didn't do its job, but Julio comes in, and here was a guy that desperately needed a quality start. Who's been the best pitcher, in your opinion, on this staff?
I mean, I got to say, you know, up until the last couple of starts, it was Newcomb, but Fulton Evans has really been terrific all season long. I mean, you know, outside of a little shoulder injury to kind of set him back a little bit, he still goes out there and throws a real good five innings and gives the offense a chance to win the ball game. So that's why he's an all-star, man. I mean, look at his ERA, 2.09. I mean, it's – I'm not sure if it's 2.09, but it's low in the twos. And,
yeah.
You know, no one expected Fulton Evans to – we knew he was going to be good, but, you know, he's been terrific this year. You got to give him a lot of credit. I mean, he's made some changes. He's changed his attitude, and he goes out there with an arrogance, and he gets it done. And, you know, right now the Braves lost – six out of the last seven games, so they need him to show that arrogance tonight and shut Toronto Blue Jays down. I mean, their offense is not that great. You know, you lose your DH and Kendrick, who's, to me, one of their best hitters in that lineup, and he can't even play, so you got to take advantage of that.
It is Brian Jordan, guys. You'll see him with our buddy Jerome Jerenovich.
Jerenovich.
Pre and post right there. You say hi to him outside the ballpark at SunTrust tonight as the game two against the Jays. Brian, what about Ender Inciarte? Should we just stick Ozzy in the number one spot at leadoff from now on?
You know, guys, he's really been struggling. I mean, you know, I thought the move back to that number one spot might get his bat going, but he's really been inconsistent. And, you know, the other day in Milwaukee, when you don't run a ball out, I mean, mentally, you know, something has you. You're thinking too much. And with Acuna going back and back in the lineup, I think Acuna's just a better player when he's hitting behind Ozzy Albies. Those guys are really good friends, and I think they feed off one another. So I think it might be time. I'm not sure if Snicks is going to do it before the All-Star game, but, you know, maybe starting the second half, you go back to that Albies and Acuna 1-2 punch.
Speaking of Acuna, what's been your take on him, Brian, as far as, you know, again, he's young. He's making his first trip through the league. You know what that's like, but what have you made of his play?
And, you know, I still like this guy. I mean, this guy is so talented. He comes with a ball of energy every day. Again, I think when he was hitting behind Ozzy Albies, he was just a better player. I mean, you know, hitting him back in the lineup, you know, of course, coming off an injury, the groin, it's going to take time. Like you said, he's going through some of these starting rotations for the first time. He's seeing these guys for the first time. Stroman was just unbelievable last night, man, keeping the ball down in the zone, getting ground ball after ground ball. I mean, sometimes you tip your cap. Two guys like that. I mean, he's been having a tough year for Toronto, but, man, he's been injured. Now it looks like he's healthy. I mean, he's a guy that I might say, let's go out and try to trade since Toronto's not doing too good.
Hey, man, speaking of trades, Brian Jordan with us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. The Manny Machado thing's been out there, and as the Braves have been mentioned, not as heavily as other teams. Is Dansby just going to be a 250 hitter for his career? I mean, what's the upside for Dansby? And would you pull the trigger on a Machado trade if you knew he'd stick around?
Wow. I mean, how can you not if you knew he was going to stick around for a long time? I mean, he's one of the best players in the game right now. He can play third. He can play short. He's a terrific defender. But he brings power. He brings all the tools necessary to be a Hall of Fame player. And so, yes, if it didn't cost me too much, I would love to have a Machado in the lineup. As far as Dansby, you know, I think his talent is still in front of him. I think he's still trying a little too hard. And when you get guys like Albies playing beside you, a young guy that kind of really passed you by already, and you're supposed to be the guy, I think mentally that's tough to swallow. And he has to get over that. You know, he has to just be himself. When he goes out there, he relaxes and have fun. I mean, it's a different Dansby out there. This guy has the talent. He has the tools. But it's the mental part of the game that he's going to have to, you know, really figure out.
Brian Jordan joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Again, Fox Sports South. You'll watch him tonight. And the Braves continue this short homestand. I really like the job Brian Snicker has done. Now, Mike and I go back and forth. Mike's like, let's wait and see what happens in the playoffs, how things are handled. But, you know, I also think that when he came in and where this team was and now where they are, and the development of some of the guys that have been here, I think that he deserves an extension. Now, I may be, you know, too early to the party, but how do you look at what Brian Snicker's been able to do since taking over as manager?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Brian Snicker. I think he gets along with the players. He kind of lets them know where they stand. And, you know, as a player, that's all you want from your manager is that respect, that he's going to be honest and straightforward. I mean, you know, I was really impressed when Ender didn't run that ball out and he yanked him out of the game. You know, to me, that made a huge point for me as far as being in his corner. You know, that's a Bobby Cox move. If you don't hustle, you don't do what you're supposed to do, you know, you're out of the ball game. And he sent that message, and I really like that. The players, the clubhouse, they really like him. They're playing hard for him. And, you know, I think Alex Anthopoulos and those guys did a great job of surrounding him with some really, really good coaches. I mean, Walt Weiss, we know how he played the game, and guys respect that in the clubhouse. You know, EY at first base, he's getting these young guys to run the bases, and I think Snick has given him that green light to get these guys more aggressive, to make things happen. And, you know, when you start seeing a manager dish out those duties and let those guys do what they do, it's just a great sign. And that's why these young guys have been playing some good baseball.
All right, Brian Jordan, we got the All-Star break, and then we'll have crunch time before the trade deadline. A starter, bullpen, where do you think, and what do you think we do at the trade deadline?
I think we do both, man. I think we got to go out there and find a frontline starter and a middle relief guy that you know has been in the league and has been successful consistently throughout his career. If we can do that, I think it's going to re-energize this team and give the fans and everybody else some confidence that we can make it to the playoffs and make a run.
Well, Brian, it's always good to talk to you, brother. I appreciate you jumping on. And by the way, pulling over and obeying the law. It's
That's
the most
right.
important
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
He's hands-free.
Brian, thanks
hands
so much.
Hands-free, baby.
All right, man. We'll talk to you, and we'll be watching Fox Sports South's Brian Jordan. Thanks again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.